7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Bookshelf proudly presents pieces of the books and translations of various nature and genres on different days.
In the name of God, hello dear listeners, this is Saba, and here is Bookshelf on IRB English Radio, where I share short stories with you. Today we're going to read the story of the man who wake his lock. This story is from the collection stories in the folk book Persian Tale Story. The stories are translated by D.L. R. Lorimer. These stories are treasure of wisdom and philosophy, and each holding a lesson for us. Due to their ages, the story may have different retelling, but the core message remained the same. Okay, after a short break, let's go to the story.
IRIB English Radio.
There were once two brothers, one of them who was very rich and the other very poor. One day, the poor brother went to the mountain where his brothers herds the horses. When he got there, he found that two or three of the mares have faltered. And he noticed that a man in black coat was running them and grazing them. The poor brother went up to the horse head and said, "What are you doing? And what right have you to graze these horses of my brothers?" The horse herd replied, "I am your brother's lock." He said, "Have you seen my lock anywhere? I believe he's asleep. I wish he would wake up." "It won't be long now," said the horse herd. "He's due to wake up soon." "Tell me where I can find him," said the poor brother, "and I'll go and wake him myself." "He's asleep in such and such a cave," said the horse herd. So the poor brother started off and went on his way. Way, he came to a place where there was a garden. The gardener asked him where he was going to, and he said he was going to look for his lock and wake him. So the gardener said, "Tell your lock that I have a garden that yields no fruit, and ask him what the reason of that is." The poor brother agreed, and went on till he came to a certain mountain, where the people had a king who was a woman. But they didn't know that she was a woman. The king learned of the poor brother's quest and sent for him and said, "When you wake your lock, ask him why these people of mine don't obey my orders." The poor brother went on again and fell in with Wolf. The wolf asked him, "Where is he going?" And the poor brother said, "He's going to look for his luck and wake him." So the wolf said, "When you find him, ask him why I have such terrible headache. How can I cure this?" The poor brother said, "All right, I ask." Then he continued his way. He went on till he came to the cave where he found his luck lying on his face sound asleep. He prodded him with his toe, and his luck woke up and said, "What? What is it? What do you want?" "I have come to wake you up. But I'm due to sleep for some years yet. But won't you wake up now? Several people have given me messages for you." "All right, go ahead and tell me what the messages are." So the poor brother asked all the questions one by one. Brother asked his luck the gardener's question. "Tell him," his luck replied, "that there are 4 jars full of golden coin hidden in his garden. He must dig them up, and then his garden will yield fruit." Then the poor brother repeated the king's question, and his luck answered, "Say to him, you are a woman. That's the reason why people don't obey you." After that, he told his luck what the wolf asked him. So the luck said, "Tell the wolf, whenever you meet a foolish man, eat him. That's the provision that has been made for you." So the poor brother took the leave of his luck and started on his home. First, he came to the king and said, "You are a woman. That's the reason why your people don't obey you." So the king said, "Very good. Come along and I'll marry you, and this kingdom of mine shall be yours." "No," said the poor brother. "You don't catch me staying here. Now that I have seen my luck, do you think I'd be such a fool?" Then he went on till he found the gardener and told him about the 4 jars of gold coin that were hidden in his garden, and that if he dug them out, the garden would become fruitful. The gardener at once said, "Excellent. Come along and let's get them out and share them between us." But the poor brother said, "No, I won't stay. I have my leaves of luck. I have no business here." So he went on, and he came at last to the wolf and gave him the answer. "So my luck said, whenever you see a foolish man, eat him. That what makes you feel better." The wolf said, "Thank you very much. But tell me about your journey before you go. What happened?" So he told him everything that he had passed Then a wolf looked at him and said, I say just look up a moment and see how many stars there are in the sky. The poor brother looked up, and the wolf immediately seized him by the throat and saying, I have seen no greater fool than you. And then the wolf ate the poor brother. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to Sabah here on Bookshelf on IRB English Radio. Have a good time.